Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Adieu. I'm a Mauritanian refugee and I've been living in Senegal since 1989. We know that training for jobs isn't easy. Refugees face many obstacles. I was lucky enough to receive a DAFI scholarship allowing me to fund my studies and get a master's degree in law from the University of Dakar. Today, I'm lucky to have served as a United Nations volunteer at UN Women as part of a project that Mr. Twali Kurbanov explained quite well, the UN Volunteers Program. This project is a real opportunity offered to us refugees with degrees. It helps us to contribute to the SDGs and the well-being of our communities. That's why I would like to thank Mr. Kurbanov for calling for this project to become permanent, offering more opportunities for refugees. Now, being a part of UN Women as a volunteer allowed me to help women seeking leadership positions and to help them to promote empowerment. As a UN volunteer, I also promoted well-being for my community. I helped many people, especially students, with matters related to education and the environment. And as a lawyer by training, I also help my community by providing legal assistance on civil and criminal procedures inter alia. So I'm currently a UN volunteer, but I need to have a real impact on my community, and I'm aware of my responsibilities to my community on so many fronts, really contributing to well-being and empowerment of refugees. All of my actions have allowed me to run the Association for Development in my host village in Senegal, which includes both Senegalese and refugees. This is a way that I can contribute to integration of my community in Senegal. I'd like to seize this opportunity to thank Senegal for having been so kind as to have taken in refugees some 3 decades ago. And I'd like to thank UNHCR for helping me throughout my entire school and university studies, as well as the DAFI program, offering me training and access to jobs. In conclusion, I'd like to paraphrase a brilliant Senegalese writer, Fatou Youm, calling on the refugee community to build upon its past, which cannot be forgotten, but to not be swept away by the past. I think we need to truly capitalize on the opportunities offered by life to build our futures and the futures of our children. Thank you very much.